Calling all Dallas. Calling all Dallas. This is T.S. Madison, honey, and I am the head judge for the Cleveland Supreme Court. And I am summoning all my jurors back to court in Dallas. June 17th. You girls better get ready, because, honey, I am bringing the seat back to your city. That's right. Miss Sophia and Lonnie B are joining me to come down there and try those cases in Dallas, Texas. Now listen, get over there right now and get those tickets at www.eventbrite.com. You heard me? www.eventbrite.com and get your tickets now. I done told y'all this before. Don't meet me there, bitch. Beat me there. See you soon, Dallas. I love you.
Is it on? Is it on, honey? Is this thing recording? Who what's up in YouTube land, Twitter land, Instagram land, Snapchat, Grind the Scruff, BGC Jacked, Facebook Periscope, and last but not least, every single one.
How many?
Every single one.
Who?
Every single one.
I'm sorry.
Everyone.
Did I mess it up?
No.
Oh.
I was telling you to go ahead and laugh at the mic.
Of my bitches, Christian Mingle, and the lands all across the land. This is your girl, T.S. Madison. I'm coming to you live, and always and forever in color from the marvelous chateau. And welcome to the Queen's Supreme.
The what?
The what?
The Queen's Supreme.
What was the mention?
Court, the highest court in the land. Yes. And child, tonight we about to have a old hilarious night, child.
What kind?
It's usually a she-larious tonight, but we have a hilarious night tonight, baby. Child, we went all the way down there to Jekyll Island, down there in Savannah, Georgia, honey.
Yeah. That's not where Jekyll Island is located.
It ain't Jekyll Island, it's in Savannah, Georgia.
It's South Carolina.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, listen, I done went to the wrong side of the state, child. We went all the way down there to
Tybee Island.
Damn, that's what it is.
It's Tybee.
Mm-hmm.
We went all the way down there to Tybee Island in the trenches and pulled out trades. Fighters. Concubine.
Not concubine.
Big sexy official is in the house, child. Big sexy official. He big, bold, beautiful, body, sexy, mouth filthy but clean at the same time.
Baby, he sitting up here in a lilac colored Adidas sweatsuit.
Baby, rolling through in a lilac colored Adidas. They done got a plate of chicken that Miss Mary done cooked.
A plate of what?
Chicken.
And it's delicious.
And he over there dogging it out, honey, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We ain't did this in a while, Chris.
We haven't.
This is big, sexy official. Child, tell us your real name.
The name. Now listen, you can talk loud.
It can hear you. Go ahead.
But I don't really want you to tell me what the go. That's the one I got.
This is not the one.
Chuck, she looking at wigs and stuff too.
No, that's not the one.
Okay. So let's go find
her. That's not the one. Babe, go on and talk to the microphone. Tell us where you from.
So you want my government name?
Not your government though, because we don't. Because you know, listen. You know, people will touch your hand, and your social security number will vanish.
Listen, when I first came into the community, this one guy said, baby, a queen will steal your fingerprint.
Oh, I know, baby. I mean, that's why whenever I get up, my bag is coming with me.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me hold your head over here. In this house. In this house. In this house.
I ain't got to worry about that.
You ain't got to worry about none of those things. Down there off of Tabby Island. Because in this house. In this house, there's residual coins rolling up, so we don't have to take nothing from nobody.
That's right.
In my slumber,
right,
I gather a chicken.
What?
In my commute to the store, I gather a chicken.
That's right. That's right.
Walking over there reading the eyes.
Yes.
Out of old nasty Michelin tie neck ass hut. I'm gathering a coin.
That's right. Same here, honey.
So we don't need to take nothing around. We can touch hand, touch it, agree.
You know, the book say where two or more gathered in my name, there I shall be also.
This is so funny.
And so shall your social security
This is so funny, y'all.
So okay, you go to write the people your name. Let me go and find my good piece of ham.
Your good piece of ham.
What's the tea, America? It's your boy.
America.
It's your boy, Big Sexy Official. I'm live in the flesh, honey. I am originally from the Bronx, New York, but I moved to Savannah, Georgia when I was 12.
Okay.
And I've been running shit there ever since.
Okay.
And now I have, you know, businesses in Atlanta, so I'm going to be my Newton over here.
Okay, so now you're 24.
Yeah.
And so when you moved to, like, before you became, like, this social media personality, what were you doing before?
What was I doing before? I was a busboy.
Really?
Before I had learned how to make money online, I was busting. That's why I always stress, use your job to fund your dream.
Right.
Because I literally was busting tables, like cleaning people plates, taking their cups. I did that from when I was 16 to 20. And when I was 20, when I learned how to make $50 online doing promotions, I quit my job.
So how did you figure out how to convert the social media following to...
Because everybody was like, oh, you need to do advertisements. Because I see everybody online doing advertisements. So I'm like, okay, they're charging people to use their platform to promote other people's business. I still wasn't doing it. Still doing my job, busting tables. People even coming in there to take pictures with me because they knew who I was.
But how did you...
Didn't give a damn.
How did you start getting so many followers? Like, what was it? Was it a specific video that you did?
Or? No, it literally was just me being myself. And then I was also associated with a girl who had a large following.
Okay.
So, you know, from us being friends, I gained followers from her as well.
Now, hold on. I need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Also, there's some things that we need to speak about.
Come on, I'm ready.
And I want to speak about these things because usually when we gaze, usually when we gaze, link up with the fish and stuff like that, honey. The cisgender, let me use the correct terminology. The cisgender women's and stuff like that, and we go to branch and I, things go to transfer.
Ooh,
and next thing you know, we all cop types of pumps and everything.
And guess what? They think that they made you, but they didn't. And you been had a platform before you was even associated with them.
Come on and speak in tongues.
That's why they wouldn't even linked up with you in the first place if you was nobody.
Oh, are we speaking about us or me?
We speak about both of us.
So you and your former co-host
had the same
The same situation. Right. And when we fell out, she thought that she built me up to be who I was when she didn't.
Right.
Because when we met each other, I was already popular.
Right.
But she just added on to my platform, and I give her that. I would never
tell
her. Right, right.
Just like, you know.
And she has a real famous boyfriend
back there. Just like we started out as the Queen's Court, but now we are the Supreme Court, the highest in the land.
And guess what? One monkey don't stop no show.
And one monkey ain't never stop no show, honey. Listen, I've always been blessed with resurrection powers, okay? That's right.
Resurrection.
Resurrection spell, honey, that can raise the dead.
Ooh. Child.
Oh.
My name on the weekends is Necromancer.
This one right here, you in something else.
But guess what? When you friends with them, it's all love, it's all kiki. So this is really how you felt about. But really, they say that we use them.
They say
really
things like that. Let me tell you something. If you ain't got the vote, if you ain't got the rainbow vote, you ain't got no vote.
Listen.
And this, it just is what it is. Mm-hmm. Now, we talk about this stuff on some real life, E2 Hollywood stuff. Mm-hmm. And they need to get that rainbow vote because those people out there in that woke community really don't support like the rainbow children goes out there and buy albums.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
They buy clothes, they buy stuff. Girl, put me a little Mac and Blue and spaghetti
in
there.
Put in your
right. Please, mm-hmm. man, I don't mean to take them like that. I just need some spaghetti while I talk to you. My stirring. What y'all need to understand is that I'm just like I'm watching that girl, that Tati West, that white stuff that's going on over there in the beauty community. Now the very first time she falls out with the little white queen. And
that's crazy.
And now listen, I ain't gonna act like I sit up here and feature her because I feel a spirit on her.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a spirit. Now this may not be the truth, but this is just the way I feel of her. And I don't wanna be prejudging, but I do feel that it's a little. Hold on.
Excuse me.
So you're talking about the Tati Westbrook and the James Charles situation.
Which we're going to talk about a little bit tonight on the show. I feel like right here in this situation right here, if you was a real friend, you pick up the telephone.
Right.
Listen, if you leave this house and Craig done clip your pocketbook, you get on the phone. You say, T.S. Madison, I know it wasn't you because you let me know what it was. But that hoe over there that be trying to peddle that book peddler. I know that bitch dug in my pocketbook too.
Child.
You let me take care of this. Don't get on.
I'm busting a U-turn.
Well, because I'll be out there flipping the tool. Like, bitch, don't you do my people like that. But they out here talking about me.
Right.
But my thing is, this is the thing. If we done left the times of being able to pick the phone up and squash the issue, you got to get all on social because you want people with likes. You want to get likes.
It's all about that dollar at the end of the day.
Not the dollar. You want that. Thank you. You want the court of social opinion instead of what's right. Absolutely. You want social opinion to go through and do this and the other whoop de whoop. Now, she knew, that white woman knew, in any genre, white, black, green, colored, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, eunuch, big dick, small dick. You know, when you get out there in them streets and you go against the gay, the first thing that you can say that would defamate a gay's character is that they trying to come on to straight people or trying to mess with children.
Right.
Listen, when you see fire like that going on, the smoke ain't too far. Or the smoke, the fire ain't too far.
Out to the stereotype of what they think about us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But we not raping their kids. It's their uncles.
It's their uncles.
And them boyfriends.
We were just discussing that the other day.
And the boyfriends.
We not doing that. So, child, please. Right. Like, even with the little bathroom situation, remember when they was upset that about the bathroom thing? We not touching y'all children.
Right.
They be so focused on us, and on top of that, we not busting y'all in y'all heads, stealing y'all pocketbooks. It's some niggas in the street. Those are the people that y'all need to be worried about, not us. We minding our business.
But you know what?
We just want to be accepted and loved. That's it.
We do. And we want to be accepted and loved so much that we side with them.
But y'all, when they dig,
we want to be accepted and loved so much that we side with them when they digging in one of our own's back.
And it was the same thing that happens with black and white. Black folks will jump on the side of white folks too, because we want to be so excited.
Hey, you go with the skin color. We talking about gay.
Well, it's the same thing, though.
No, no, you better not say that out loud. No. Hey,
it's the same
thing. You better not use that saying. It's just LGBT and black. It's the same. Don't you do that?
Yeah, that black folks don't like to hear that, but there are a lot of parallels between the gay struggle and the civil rights.
I know this.
Yeah, I know you do.
I know this. But don't you say it to the public.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the public will tell you there is no way possible that you can equate skin color and a choice.
Right, right. Yeah, right.
So people go through the same thing.
Oh, I know.
And that's why this point of my life, I'm not. When I tell you I ain't here to impress nobody, I do not care. Straight, black. Because also, they always want us to change how we operate. We being too extra. We need to not wear too much lip gloss. Not wear.
Why you so feminine? Why you so?
I don't give a damn. I went out with my friends the other day. Well, with my best friend, and his brothers were straight. And before they came around, he was like, well, don't do this. No, bitch, you don't tell me how to operate. Tell them. Don't do what they're doing.
Because
at the end of the day, they're not going to change how they operate.
So have you always been like that, though?
I have always been like that.
And you've never been, you've never kind of shrunk?
That's why I dealt with so much bullying when I was growing up. I got bullied from like...
And so that kind of became your armor.
Yes. I've gotten bullied from about 6 to about 16. So I have dealt with this my whole life because I have always just been flamboyant, outspoken, and I don't give a damn. Like,
do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older sister and a younger sister.
Have you ever had any issues like with your siblings? Like,
no.
Because like the first people that called me sissy, fag, and punk were family members.
I know. But sometimes.
But they also was the first that you, who dick was in your mouth.
No.
Girl, don't you act like that.
No. Now, we did. Like my cousins, my girl cousins, we would like bump, you know, play 7-Eleven is what we called it.
Oh, they was bumping pop.
But no, we weren't.
Craig got a real pussy down there. He just looked like a man with a beard.
Oh my God.
But anyway,
he made y'all hear top of honey.
You better read in that first book.
Can she go on my platform trying to peddle those cookbooks, girl?
You get what?
I get top first.
Thank you.
You don't get that.
She's a hater. She just said it because I don't want. She just said it because I don't want none of that transmission fluid.
Oh my God! Why did it? When we first got together, I pulled transmission fluid all over his. Oh!
Oh my God.
On that white carpet, girl.
Oh my God. Don't okay, you let that barracuda sit in fool.
You like that is too much. You like a little too much. You had a little too much fun with your first time here.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
But no, saying? But I think that's really great that you cause like you're so unapologetic, and I just feel like with each generation of gay folk, you should be stronger and bolder and stand more firm in who you are.
Craig.
Well, Craig, if they not, I didn't do my job.
Absolutely.
Because let me tell you something, I was before not being
No, no, I, yes, go ahead.
Girl, look, let Jackie back have her moment. Jackie's back, go ahead.
Look, she pulls the microphone closer.
They all ball for me.
Yes!
Whitney.
Little Brandy.
Little Brandy. Aretha.
They all stole from me.
They all stole from me. Oh, and that be awful.
No, that and that's what I'm going to be that for people that's coming up after me. It's fine.
Absolutely.
No, I was being joking, but I'm serious. Like, I know that I'm going to be honest and say, when I watch Loud Live and Color Girls coming out, I know that I've been printed on the world. I know this.
Yeah.
Girl, these people quote my stuff from back when I said, girl, when I was first out saying, before I started, tight knees, before all of that, you know. Uh-huh. You know, and so I've been a big influence on whether they give it to me or not.
But they ain't gonna give it to you, man.
But I've been a big influence.
I don't care.
I've been a big influence on popular culture.
Big influence.
Yes, correct. Yes. And this is what I'm glad that this is my purpose is. My purpose is a continual situation. Because we got a lot of girls over there be like, well, that were telling me, man, so you too loud, laughing, and color, girl. You need to, because you know they don't want. I'm like, girl, I don't need to fit in with them hoes.
At all.
They ain't got nothing for me but telling me what I can't do. And this is what I be trying to tell people. When you fall up under the Rainbow Coalition, girl, why are you trying to adhere to the root? Why are you trying to color in the lines?
And don't you hate when our people say they hate gay people? That Madison, Craig, when I tell you that rubs me the wrong
me too.
Way. Because there's people out there that really hate us.
Yeah.
So basically, you just joining in on their hate for us.
But it goes back.
Or when all of them know when they say this, Madison, they don't want to marry a man. You ever heard that one before?
I have.
Ooh, the most ignorant shit but that this I've ever heard. Because you want to fuck. You want to be pleased. You want to be accepted by the straight community. Because you feel as though that's the ideal thing to marry a woman. I'm marrying a man.
Right.
Period. I'm not marrying a woman. I'm not going to be unhappy just to please. Because I'm pretty sure my mother want me to marry a woman. My father want me to marry a woman. But guess what? That's not my business.
I want you to marry a woman.
Child, please. We're going to be divorced.
No, but but this is the thing. This goes back to when we were talking about in the earlier conversation where you said that you had a split with your friend and this and the other, and they put it up in a court of popular social opinion.
Public opinion.
And here we go. You got the gays over here attacking because, you know, you got to get your own attacking you. Like, I be under attack by my own. I hear them say all types of foul, nasty, evil things about me, calling me fags and stuff too, like right along with it, and trannies and, you know, all of the things. I hear them with the stuff and it comes from a place of a lot of times they are angry with you because they see so much of you, yourself.
Themselves in you.
But they ain't got it.
Absolutely.
They ain't got that.
That's what it is.
They don't have that tact.
It's like they're a confused fan.
That's what it, Maddie.
They don't have that tact. And so they're enjoying somebody from a community tearing you down not seeing that at the end of the day, if the cycles would reverse, you'd be in the same position.
Absolutely.
Bro. They would dog destroy and burn you out. Now listen, one thing that I want us to stop doing, Craig, I feel like that we need to celebrate our true allies. Because we do have some true allies that are true, like Miss Mary's a true ally. Miss Mary's a true ally. You know what I'm saying? Your mom's a true ally. Like, true allies that are not over there for the trash because or automatically taking the side of the straight because, you know, of the morality clause.
Right.
And this is why a lot of times with that title.
You're so educated and art. You know how to articulate your words.
I learned it by watching Greg.
Really? Go ahead, I'm listening. I love somebody who articulate your thoughts.
But this is my thing. Like when I watched that situation, it threw me back into a whole memory of, I just went through this last year, the year before, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this broad on a, that had a bigger, bigger, I ain't gonna say had a bigger, which, but it had a bigger.
That hoe is trash.
Trash, yes, she's trash. But had a bigger,
Because she had hit the scene through music,
yeah,
she probably had a broader reach at that time.
At that time,
but
right.
But then she didn't have she didn't have a larger social media
phone. And that's what it's about.
Right.
It's about what you're doing now. Nobody cares about your hit song that you had. I was literally discussing this about a month ago, debating with somebody.
Yeah.
And nobody cares about what you did in 1985. You are trash, you're jealous, and you envy.
Right.
Period.
Right.
I literally cannot stand people like
that. That do that.
It's disgusting.
And here's the thing, right, since we're talking. You went to a public platform, and when me and that thing was together, you know, we had issues, but in a place of two lesser evils, right? A lesser evil.
Uh-huh.
They chose that evil over there instead of me because of the moral.
Because
when they're arguing at it, when I see them in the debates and the conversation, the first thing they're saying, he's a man wanting to be a woman. He's jealous of a woman. And then they take that narrative and they spin that out there and say, oh, I hate black women. And I'm like, girl, where did you derive this? Where did this
So it's girl? Like when they're forced to choose because they've now split, when they're forced to choose, they're going to choose her because at the end of the day, they felt some kind of way about.
Well, when it comes to the court of social opinion, when it came to that situation with me, same thing with Tati. Like, this boy lost millions of followers
on YouTube.
She gained followers or whatever, and her MO was, this happened, and he also was trying to seduce straight men.
What the hell did that have to do with y'all?
Exactly.
That had nothing to do with y'all situation. Yeah, at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if that was what was going on, why wasn't it an issue for you when you were friends with him? When y'all were, you know what I'm saying?
Because right now I'm
being... Because you was using him as well.
Right. Absolutely. Because
it's a motive, man.
Because right now I'm being accused of being a pedophile, molesting boys, and like all this stuff that I'm sitting up here hearing, and I'm like, girl, are you...
That you ain't never... And it's probably that's their uncle doing that.
Oh, honey, girl, let me not even, because I don't really want to trash that trash right now. But that thing is trash, and I've been wearing that trash out for the past.
And what it is she mad that you kept that train going.
That's what it is. And
the train not stopping.
Yeah, because I remember in a thing where she was speaking directly to the camera and saying it to me. Case closed, casket dropped, bitch. I did this, and the other. It's my shit, this and the other. And I'm like, and when I see people actually sitting up there talking to me, saying, well, it is her stuff, and she this and the other. I'm like, how is it hers when she and I both sat next to each other?
Right.
I shoveled in money. I put in my time, my energy. This was my platform. I did nothing no different when the bitch left.
Mm-hmm.
I continued to shoot from my platform and my thing. I just changed the concept of the way the show went. I rotated the bitch. You know, we talk about all types of issues. It's not a roast again. We may roast here and there if we choose, but that's not the basis of the show and stuff like that. So it's just like, what are you talking? That's none of the concept.
Ooh, and that's
none
why I'm so happy I done got on my own train, my own lane. Because growing up, it was, as a gay male, you try to find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of gay males, we often find ourselves trying to hop on the train of like the prettiest girl or the most popular girl because you want to be somewhat accepted in her scene of how she do things. Now I don't give a damn.
Right.
I'm in my own lane. I'm going to speak on whatever I want to speak on. You don't have to agree.
Right.
I don't give a damn.
Right.
And I'm in my own lane. People know me now for me.
For you.
Not associated with who I was associated with. And
right.
I love that.
Right. And well, people knew me for who I was before. And this is the thing, because this is why they linked up with me, because of the presence that I had.
Yeah, it wasn't just like
it wasn't like that you just walked in and you built the person into a situation. You know, you walked into an already working establishment, already working entity, already.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I didn't
have, because you wouldn't have joined in.
No.
You was nobody. If you didn't have a platform, she wouldn't have joined in.
And my thing is, it's just like, girl, come on. I mean, let's be 2000.
Right.
Girl, the case closed, casket dropped, girl. You went on away. You went on about your thing, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to use my name, girl, to further.
That's a miserable home.
Yeah.
That's a miserable woman that I would never want to be associated with anything that's like her.
Right.
I would never. I'm serious. Like, that's a miserable hoe.
Yeah.
That's what you call miserable. You're mad because you can't get back in the industry. You would never be able to get back in the industry. Your music would they play My Neck and My Back. That's fine. You can have that. But you would never be able to have another booming song. You, because you're so jealous and you're so envious
of everyone that you speak about. Like, every person that you talk
about. How do you not have one positive thing to say about anyone? You real mad.
Big man.
Big man.
Big man. Big man.
Big man.
Big man.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Craig. What's your next question?
Well, no, I was going to ask you. So you started by doing advertisements and stuff like that, but then how did you?
When I was busting tables.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay, so I was busting tables from about 16 to about 20. Mm-hmm. Then I learned how to make money online because I was like at about 30K on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And my best friend, because he's so business oriented, so he was like, you need to start charging people, because people was contacting me like, can I use your platform? How much you charging? And I'm like, I'm not about to charge these people to use my platform. Mm-hmm. So he was like, listen, hop on the wave. That's what they doing. You can eat from it.
Right.
One day I decided to do it. Boom. Posted it. When I posted that person, my email was flooded. The next, because I was already unhappy where I was at.
Yeah.
I was working at CC's Pizza.
Okay.
I was already unhappy.
I've never had ate.
It's not good.
Delicious.
I don't like it.
I love it.
I took my nieces and nephews there.
I ate it every day.
You said that's why you got so big.
But where did you? It was in Brooklyn?
No, I was in Savannah.
They got a few here in the
South. I moved to Savannah when I was 12.
It's seasoned better down there. It's the South.
It's delicious. So the next day, I literally quit.
Really?
Because I was already unhappy.
You were on the verge anyway.
Right.
I was already unhappy.
And that was
my mother told me, boom. And then from there, I just kept pushing. I started a boutique. It failed because I wasn't business minded. Uh-huh. I wasn't doing right with the money.
Okay, no. Why did you? What were the aspects that made it fail?
Not keeping up with the money. Period. That's what it was.
Was it the money coming in too fast?
It was coming in too fast, and I was spending it too fast. Like, I remember
not investing it back in the business.
Not at all.
Okay.
Because I didn't have that mindset. This is like when I was like, I'm 24. This was when I was 21.
Okay.
I had started my boutique. That's when I was associated with my female friend.
Right. So was it an online boutique or was it actual brick and mortar?
It was an online boutique. And I remember one day she advertised my boutique, and I made about $10,000 in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's how popular she is. I ain't gonna say no names, but y'all know her.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know her.
We'll talk off the off mic.
and we was good Judy's. We was real good Judy's. Uh-huh. She real big. Her boyfriend is real big too.
Uh-huh.
And she promoted my boutique. I made about $10,000. Craig, in about 3 weeks, I did not know what the hell I did.
So how did the two of you meet?
We was both from Savannah.
Okay.
And I went viral online in Savannah.
Okay.
Doing this little rap song that I had done on YouTube. Right. I'll show y'all.
Now, how did you end up going into, because you said you do some real estate stuff now, right?
Because my business partner, I have a business partner who is like a mind mogul dealing with money.
Right.
So he's like, no, you have to invest your money into, you know, different things, because this ain't going to last forever. This train that we own is not going to last forever. Like, social media going to be around for a while, but it's not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
So he's literally, like, pushing me into these fields. If I didn't have him, I wouldn't be doing none of that.
So how did you get the courage to just get on that treadmill one day and just record?
Listen, Craig, I promise you, if I ain't telling the truth about nothing else in my life, I have always been like this since I was, like, a little child. That is me. Even when I did that video on the treadmill, it was people all right there outside.
Really?
And I didn't care. Because I'm me. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not here to impress nobody.
Do we have video footage of that? Because
he got several of them on his
But I'd like to take one
and put it on the show tonight.
Yeah, and
I don't care. This is like who I am. Like, in real life.
Very middle for this is me. This is who I am.
Right.
I don't care. Like, it was Lit Craig. I swear to God, on my soul. I'll give him some swearing. It was people all outside. Excuse me.
No, baby.
It was people in the back of me. I ain't give a damn.
Right. Because you're in a fitness center.
What do you remember, Molly?
Yo, what?
It was people all in the yard. All I did was people everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in. BigDigBitch.com. New win. 22 inches. Yeah.
Show all do. Because guess what?
The haters keep chasing me.
What is? That's why when gay males reach out to me now, I'm like, live your life. Do not live in fear at all.
And mama used to say, take your time, young man. And mama used to say, don't you rush to get old. And mama used to say, live your life. Live your life. Live your life. Girl, you got to put a little bump at the end of it. You know, like, you know, very, you know, very bump at the end. So, yeah, I mean.
So, yeah, so I did the boutique. It failed. I did a t-shirt line. It started booming. I was more business-minded with my t-shirt line. So this was like 21 going on 22. So I took that money and I invested it into my hair company. And it's been, you know.
So now you got a hair company going on.
Yes. And now I have a business partner that's just magnificent with money, numbers.
Listen, as long as you flipping what you do.
Yes.
Because Tia has flipped everything she do. Everything.
You got to.
Pussy ain't lightweight though, right? That's right. Like wet dope round here, not round here.
Child.
You know, cause if your pussy like wet dope, it won't sell.
No. Child, and I ain't here to impress nobody. Every coin I get goes into my business at this point. I'm so business minded right now. I'm so business minded. Like, I could go out and get me a Versace shirt, a Versace bag. I'm not doing it because I'm not here to impress nobody.
Yeah, and that's the
I'm
way
I feel. I'm saving my money and I'm flipping my money.
That's the way,
fuck y'all.
That's the way I feel.
Excuse my language, Miss Mary, but I'm not here to impress y'all.
And that's the way I feel. And this is Craig and I have mm-hmm. these night conversations where we sit up and we talk about stuff like, okay, girl, like, what's the next thing that we get ready to do? We sit down.
Absolutely.
Stuff, like, what we
so y'all good, Julius?
That's my Julius.
Yes. Like, we met almost 2 years
that's
ago.
That's my Julius.
Really?
I invited her to do my podcast.
That ain't no front. No, but listen, Craig had put me in the universe. This is how the Lord works. I'm gonna mm-hmm. say the Lord is mm-hmm. But the universe, for those other folks that did it, call God, whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But the universe works, you throw it up in the air, it's you done threw that up out there. Craig was my best friend who's in heaven right now, you know, watching.
Mm-hmm.
Was a follower of Craig.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
And I didn't know Madison at the time.
And Craig had When we went back and looked at stuff, Craig had written me.
Mm-hmm. Like a couple years
and
prior.
And I responded.
Mm-hmm.
Was, hey, child, hey. You know, in my way of, mm-hmm. in my way of responding. Hey, baby, yeah, you know, we'll just, did I tell you to hit somebody? Or?
What happened was when I first messaged her, I was like, you and I have very different approaches to things, but we have the very same thing when it comes to LGBTQ stuff.
Mm.
And I said, I really want to send you a copy of my book. It goes back to the book. Mm. And so I was supposed to, she sent me the P.O. box and I was supposed to send it and I never sent it. Fast forward 2 years, I hit her again and was like, listen, I have a podcast. I really would love for you to come and do my podcast. Then she said, hit Gio. She gave me Gio's information. Mm. I messaged Gio and then he set it up. He coordinated. She came to my house and we did the
podcast.
Because she was in the wrong building. She was in the other building.
And was finna get in. Did I take the Uber?
No, you drove.
I was finna get in.
You
my
drove.
Car and pray. I was like, listen, I don't know who this sissy think I am. This bitch got me fucked up.
And I came out in the hallway. I came out in the hallway. She walked down the hallway just flip flops on.
That's and me all day.
And she was on the phone.
Daddy, that is me all day. But guess what?
The door.
Bank full of money. Bank right. is full of money.
Mm-hmm. I had my flip flops on coming mm-hmm. through this thing and came out there. Craig was like, and then my whole, I was like, what did I say? I opened the door, swung open.
Right.
And when the door, you was like, hey, how you doing? I was like, bitch, I was put you hard ass on your whole ass. So.
And so she came in and we sat down and we just started recording. We did the podcast, right?
Uh-huh.
And then after the podcast, she ended up staying like an hour or so after we were done recording. We were just sitting there talking.
Just talking.
And that was when she first said to me, I know you got these books out. She said, but this is how you got to use your Instagram. She said, first of all, you need to start going live.
Oh, hold on, y'all. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I need to get a little quiet real mm-hmm. quick because I want Craig to let everybody know how he catapulted.
How I did what, girl?
How he catapulted. Socially. Socially. We're gonna push the mic over to Craig's mouth.
Go ahead, Craig. So what happened was we sat down and we talked about I wish y'all could see the way she posturing sitting in here. But anyway, we sat and talked about an hour after we podcast. And she was like, listen, I know you have these books. She said, that's great. She said, but people have to like you. She said, in order for people to really support you.
Oh, and I preached that to my girl.
She said, they got to like you.
I preached that.
She said, so I know you post your pictures and you at your signings.
Ooh.
And She said, but you got to start going live.
Yeah,
she said,
and I don't mean just uploading a video that you pre-recorded. And she said, they need to know that you're sitting here right now. Mm-hmm. Like, they can message you right. And I never forgot that. Mm-hmm. She said, they need to be able to, you got to be like, hey, what's up, big sexy? Like, you got to be right there interacting with her. She said, if they like you, they'll support you.
Craig, because there's girls out there that got millions of followers, they can't sell off.
Bro.
They have no.
Listen, we talk
about. And I know girls like this personally. And they.
We talk about this all the time. We talk about the people who have more followers than me, the people that have more followers than her, that aren't living the way
and
they do.
And I know the money that
they're making. Because they haven't figured out how to do it. They haven't figured out
how to do it. Well, it's all cute for them because they take a picture at Starbucks, but they're not making no money. And I do a mentorship. Mm-hmm. I do a mentorship out there. I teach girls how to become bosses, and I preach the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I didn't learn this just by learning it. I've always been selling the product. My pussy was the product. Mm-hmm. They have to like your pussy in order to buy it. Mm-hmm. They have to feel like that it belongs to them. Mm-hmm. Listen, when I'm arguing with girls, what is my first line when I'm arguing with a girl? Craig, I'll tell you, since Craig can't remember, when I argue with a girl about business, I'm like, oh, listen, if you out here fucking men for free and you ain't never sold a man, you have never sold a man a piece of ass that he can get on the sidewalk, girl, don't talk to me nothing about no business. You ain't got no business skills, girl. None. If you threw your legs behind your ears, girl, and you've never ever been compensated for your time, your energy, or your suction, girl, you don't talk to me nothing about business.
Okay, or your suction.
Don't talk to me nothing about business. Don't speak to me about business. Don't speak to me about business. If you can't sell something that's free, don't talk to me.
Absolutely.
Don't talk to me.
Okay.
And when they be talking to me about. People say things to me about me being an ex-prostitute, an ex-hooker, an ex-whore, and I'm like, girl, listen, you can look down your nose and all day. I learned how to deal with vultures. I learned how to deal with scammers. I've learned how to deal with the man that got the real wallet. Mm-hmm. I've learned how to bleed that all the way down to what's necessary. Mm-hmm. It's like, girl, listen, I learned it. I wasn't just laying on my back, honey. It was a business.
Okay. And they need to get some business about themselves.
Period. And if you don't had your legs behind your ears and received nothing for it.
Received what?
Nothing for it.
Nothing.
In a salesman's world. Girl, don't talk to me about no business. Don't talk to me. I had somebody tell me, Master, this is not prostitution. I said, girl, you better be glad it's not, because honey, I'd have ran circles around you any day. Like I'm about to run circles around you right now, girl. You out here telling me about the cost of pussy is nowhere, how much this person charges, and you should go down. Well, you know what type of product you need. It's just about knowing your worth and adding tax to it. Mm-hmm.
Child. At this point, tell me about it.
Yeah. So it started with us podcasting, and then about a month later, then we started working. And it was slow. It was very slow. Like, I just was recording their podcast at first, because she was like, well, help me set up a podcast for us.
It's in my car.
So you good with technology and stuff like that?
No, I'm not good with technology. No.
It's me.
I'm not good with technology. I had just figured out the whole podcast thing. And so she said, listen, can you
be?
So she was like, can you help me do this? And so I did. And then I was coming over here just for the sake of podcasting or recording them and then editing it. And then we just started. It happened like right at the time of the fallout. The fallout happened like shortly after that. And then we just started plotting. And I said, listen, we need to take this show on the road. That's how we
take it on the road.
Right.
I love your hair.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Oliver.
I love the hair. Thank you. I do. Like, even on the show, I'm like, that's really, really cute. Like him, I did. I said I would be friends, but see, the difference is I'll be punching them in their face. Oliver, you real nice and cute. I said, me, Oliver, now, I can see.
Craig, I'm glad that you're real cute.
I'm glad that you started talking about that.
What?
That you did come in, like somewhere, but this is before the fallout.
Yeah, it was before the fallout. Cause
and we had. God, I hate talking about this, but I don't. And it's not about me trying to clear my name or nothing, because my name is already. People have already made the decision, whatever. But it's just we're talking about the facts. Mm-hmm. And the fact
that Quiet is kept, she loves talking about it too, because it brings some to her page.
Right. But in the facts of the situation here, mm-hmm. Craig and I sat down with her and we talked about The expanded, we talked about the trademark. Like everything that happened, we said we never made any move. I never made Craig. No. God is God witness. Miss Mary witness, and not just Miss Mary witness because she my mama, but Craig, that's a witness. Mm-hmm. We sat right there. That girl knew every. That girl knew by website. That girl sat right next to me, like you're sitting to me, and we was going over the stuff, and then we bid it because you was like, bitch, why is you out here? You said to me, why are you out here slipping like this, T.S. Madison, which are y'all are popular and big, and you're slipping like this, girl. Why are y'all out here playing these social games and somebody could come through and eat y'all name up like this, girl, and tell y'all can't use y'all name?
They weren't really talking to me. I was brand new, so they weren't really talking to me about the business, but now I know that they were in talks with like Nikki at that time. They were in talks with Bunham and Murray, which you know, the Kim Kardashian show and all them shows on E! And so I heard little whispers about it.
Yeah, because we wasn't out here in the street talking like that.
They weren't talking about it. And even with me sitting here, I just heard little shreds of information. So I
would keep it something.
Yeah, so and I was new. So they didn't know how long I was.
How does, you know, you're not like who?
So I kept saying to her, I said, well, girl, y'all need to go ahead and trademark this. I said, because bitch, one of these networks.
And then not even that.
They have t-shirts, coffee mugs, and everything. And y'all ain't going to have no title to none of that.
And the thing that was said was, the first thing was like, well, Master, why don't you, with the website? And I said, well, baby girl, what we need to do is we need to get over here. And I went to look it up, who owned the names? Mm-hmm. And someone else owned the stuff before we did. And I was like, okay, well, let me, you know, reach out to the people. So we started, so they wrote me back and they started bidding on the name. And she was like, oh, well, tell them this amount. And then we was going back and forth. Never once reached in the bag. And pulled out a dollar, not once. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's mine. Right. You know that was the first thing they jumped out in the street and said. Never once reached, never dug their hand down in the bag and laid a dime on the table. Never was always made aware. Hey, you know this is what's going on.
Every word,
I have no reason to lie on her. None. You know what I'm saying? I rolled over. Pulled out my credit card, honey. When it boiled down to it, we sat right there. She said, "Well, girl, sis, do we own it yet? Do we own it?" I said, "Hold on, I gotta press in." Now, this is my thing. If you were so concerned, if you were so this and the other, if something was stolen, if nothing this and you was this, wouldn't you have dug in your purse? Or wouldn't you have said, "Hold on, let me write my Jane Hancock or my this and the owner," because you knew I wasn't doing, you knew my genuine heart was never to take anything from you. It was never that. It was never. I heard people saying, you came in, all the type of stuff I heard, like, and none of this stuff was the case. So you know what I did after?
But that's what she planted in their head, Mandy. That's what she put out there in the universe. So
and of course, those quote unquote woke jumped on it. It was like, well, yeah, I know that that's what, because you know them punks steal. That's how they do, they do this and they do
that. And that's why I love the fact that I'm becoming successful. I ain't got to scam. I ain't got to steal no cars. I don't have to do none of that shit. I'm getting it out the mud.
But she was actually really, really torn with adding her to the trademark. And I kept saying to Madison, I said, you'd be a fool. I said, until she give you some money, because I had connected them with
you
my
did, but Craig, it was never my thing. And I spoke to her about it. Like I said, I spoke to this lady. I got on the phone. Right. I spoke to her about this. I was like, girl, we need to do this, this, and the other. Woody, 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 woody. She said, do it.
She do did. It. And then so she said, do it. And so Madison went on a trademark. And she was like, well, should I go ahead and add her? I said, no, wait till she give you half of the money for the trademark.
And she never did.
Never did. It would be just like with a piece of property. And this was the example I gave you, if you remember. I said, it's just like if you were to buy a house and we said we're going to flip properties together and I put my money up and I buy the house. Then you don't give me your money, but I didn't already add you to the deed.
But you know what, the end of the end, you know,
and that's all me and my business partner up front.
But you know in the end, what in the end of it, what I did, I just left the Queen's Court. I left it alone.
Exactly.
I just left it alone. I don't even, I be seeing people out there using the Queen's Court and this and the other. I don't even fight them about it because, you know, so she said it's hers. Go after them. But the Queen's Supreme Court and the Queen's Court is mine. But the Queen's Supreme Court and this, that's mine.
Child, please. She's a roach. She's a hater. She's a hater. I have debated with so many people about this topic.
And listen,
that's a hating
come
asshole.
On.
I don't care.
Hold on, tell me.
Because I'm going to say whatever I want.
Have they been gay people?
Yes. And how many of them have clawed me in my back and you don't have to say, girl? You can say it right here while we live.
Madison, I'm telling you, I have went toe to toe with people about this topic. She's a hater. She's a roach. And she couldn't stop your train, period. Mm-hmm. Because what God got destined for you, can't nobody stop. It's the same with me. The same situation I'm going through with people. You could put dirt on my name. You could share things about me. You could say things about me. You still can't stop my shine. Period. Because what God got for me, can't nobody stop. Telling you, like, nobody can stop it.
Listen, and you know what was so funny? We sat at this table. Mm-hmm. And we talked about touring. Yes. We talked about touring. We talked about getting these things together. We talked about putting money in this and the other. You know what she said?
And to her fans, don't come on my page. Because I don't care. I really don't.
And
my
you
life.
Know what That's she said? So she much. Sat there and it was like, okay, well, let's do it. But we ended up, I guess it was them punks and sissies was going to put their money up and I just was going to eat at the end. I guess that's the way it probably was. Mm-hmm. The feeling on the inside. That's the only thing I'm gathering from it because there has never
that's
been...
That's the only thing you're going to get from
her. There has not been a... Never was a digging in the purse. Mm-hmm. Never. Not once. Ever.
Not even for life.
She said most of that was too much. All of the extra stuff, even for the setup, all of that was too much. Why we have to have this? Why we have to have that? But that's exactly what she did when she got a makeup artist, she wasn't wearing makeup, all of a sudden now she's wearing makeup.
Then it was like, well, why y'all got a bench when she started doing that trash over there at the Ivory? Here we go with the bench and the cameras, the camera crew. I was like the projection screen in the back. I'm like, all of this stuff. All you had to do was say you didn't want to build it with me. I wouldn't have spun a dime. That stuff was costly for me. I wouldn't have spent a penny. All you had to do was say, T.S. Master, I just like to do this right here, and then I don't want to go no further. But every paperwork that came through, and she got those people out there fooled, talking about something that Nikki came through. They ain't want to do nothing with Nick. Girl, you was the first. Girl, your name was the first on the line. You signed every deal that came through for us. Your name was on the paper, girl. Your signature.
Child, please. But she wasn't able to stop nothing, Annie.
She wasn't.
But God got destined for you. Nobody can stop. Period.
But you know, we've had this conversation so many times, and I've said to Madison, I don't think that we would be as successful on this tour if it was the way that it was before. Because, we've had, whenever you're doing a production, especially live, you're always going to run into issues. And so we have to figure out shit, when we on the road, always. Mm-hmm. And
that's part of business too.
It's a part of business.
That's a part of business.
And she doesn't have the temperament. And I don't think she would have been able to
go with the flow.
No, she'd have walked out
and make lemons lemonade.
That's exactly what she did.
And that would have been messing up your money. And God have a way of aligning everything because He knows how it's going to be. He has a way. Because I know it may even when you talk about it now, I know it may hurt you sometimes.
It makes me angry. It don't really hurt. It makes me angry because people have these people built up this narrative about me as if I was a thief, if I took something or I plotted against her and all this stuff. And then she goes with that flow because when we first dismantled, I didn't know what was going on. It became about the punks being in the house. And then after the punks was in the house, and then somebody jumped up talking about the trademark. And I was like, girl, what are you talking about, girl? Like, this stuff was... Like, girl, what are you saying? Mm-hmm. I would have never did no trademark on nothing, girl. For nothing. We weren't even thinking about that. Craig told us to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then these people was online saying, oh, they popular, girl. I'm finna go ahead and buy this website and make sure that they can't use it. Like, it was people that was hating on the show when we was together. And then this bitch be sitting there talking about my show's never get flagged and all this stuff. Girl, you was sitting right here in the house, girl. One day we was on the line going, and girl, Facebook logged us out. I was like, what happened?
And what was the cause?
Girl, she was talking about somebody and the thing. And this is what made me go out and get that program that made us stream on everything.
Yeah.
Because we were not streaming on everything at first.
Right.
It made me go out and get that program to start because they signed us out, girl. Girl, and this is what made me go do that because we were only streaming on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Only. Mm-hmm. Then it was open. I really believe that she came in like a mole and absorbed all
and guess what? And still could not stop what you had.
Because then even tried to take the guy who used to do the phone calls.
Yeah.
She used to try to, she tried to get him to go over with her.
And she a Scorpio too, so.
I love every, I love Scorpios.
I love my best friend is a Scorpio. He's an amazing person, but I have had some real bad run-ins with some Scorpios. Them Scorpios are something else. They real trifling. Not everybody though.
Not everybody,
but a vast majority.
But some of those people, they have those wicked places in their hearts. Like I just feel like it'd be like a place. Like and you so used to saying, thinking that people do you wrong all the time, and you never, everybody ain't doing you wrong, dude. Everybody ain't doing
but you wrong. But she is her worst enemy. She's her own worst enemy.
Self-sabotage.
And that's why you will not have a hit in this lifetime. You may have to die and try again. It's not going to happen in this lifetime because she's her own worst enemy. Period. Very talented. I can give her that. We'll write a song out of her ass. But you so nasty and you are so evil and
why does it wicked. Kept that lick, lick, lick me dry song she got after careful consideration and careful understanding. That is a plagiarized song that came from Luke and JT Money from the song Head, Head, and Mo' Head. Put my nuts in my for her major dick. See y'all don't
know that has to come
so
back.
That lick 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 me song that she has, that was stolen from that girl. just since we're being candid here on this
but
show.
I just spoke on that yesterday. People be full of jealousy and envy, but guess what, they still can't stop what you got going on
ever
at all.
And listen, when we first separated, that she was the first one out there dragging and batting, and I was still on the train of not even saying nothing negative about this girl, nothing, because I couldn't understand, you know what I'm saying, like, girl, what's the problem, like, what the HE double hockey sticks is going on?
We was doing so good.
Yeah, okay. And then right then we was in DC, I was like, girl, listen, we could walk away from this stuff and never touch this stuff again and we could still be okay. Child, next thing I know, honey, I get back home, I'm all kind of man, which didn't bother me. Like, it didn't bother, like, it was funny to me, like, that man did shit. Like, I sold t-shirts, thanks, bitch. Right. So, I sold t-shirts off of it and whatever, you know. But it just went to getting sold in the gut, like, girl, it just went to get it, especially when that other hoe jumped in it. That other I'm not even giving that hoe no what you call it, that Michelin tie. We'll show a picture. We ain't giving that bitch, because that's all that bitch. When that bitch take a piece of anything and wanna be a part of it, you know, because that's the way that hoe
is. They do anything for clout.
Yeah, anything for clout. You know what I'm saying? So she get over there instead of being a journalist, as a quote unquote journalist. As it's supposed to be a journalist, girl. How
she
do you
a queen?
No, it's a woman.
Oh, a real woman.
How do you? I don't. Well, listen, I'm still questioning that, honey. The way that
a question mark.
That
there.
Thing looks so much like Gary Coleman.
That
it's
thing
ridiculous.
So good,
that thing looks exactly like Gary Coleman.
Baltimore Maryland. Guess what? The Queen's Supreme Court is headed back to your city. That's right, honey. The Dream Girls are bringing the seat to your city. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know the time we had the last time, and we had a good time. But we're going to have an even ready, better time, baby, because the Dream Girls, Miss Funky Donnie Ross, Miss Sophia, and the real T.S. Madison, is on our way to tear Baltimore Maryland up. Now, listen, Sunday, June 30th, we're going to be having brunch with me and King David, and July 1st, baby, the seat going to be on fire. So I'm telling you to go to www.eventbrite.com and get your tickets. Get your tickets now. And listen, don't meet me there. Beat me there. Come on, Baltimore. I love you.
Dealt with situations in my city with certain queens that are trash. And them bitches came for me and they still could not stop what I had going on.
And they trash.
And they, I'm talking about trash. At the bottom of the trash can.
Trash.
And still could not stop nothing going on.
Hot garbage.
Properties. Businesses. Selling out in hours. Still couldn't stop nothing.
Basura.
Basura.
Basura. Basura. Basura. Basura. Basura. Trash. Trash. Trash.
Mm-hmm. Trash.
Trash.
And it will be tuned in tonight. Yeah! I know for a fact they will.
Craig, how long have we been going? 52
minutes.
We got 8 more minutes to go. Let's do a full hour. We haven't done a full hour.
And then, I mean, we haven't talked about any of the stuff that you want to put on the docket.
No, I mean, we just...
Oh, go ahead.
This is just us talking, because by the time they'll see how he feels if they watch the show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They'll see exactly how he feels, you know?
Well, that wig is coming together.
Coming together. Come together right now.
Oh, we'll be... Gonna do it again. No, we're done. I mean, we're just wrapping up this podcast, and then we'll get ready for the...
Okay, well, see y'all tonight.
All right, y'all. Well, listen, we didn't want to make this about the split, but I mean, people come and they want to talk about this, Craig, and I'm going to quit shying away from it. You
I
know
mean,
what
it's
kind of
linked itself to it because you were talking about your
my situation,
and then that Tati person, like all Tati of this Westbrook. Stuff. This is not something that's new.
Right.
This stuff goes on even in the white community. You know what I'm saying? Now, for me with that Tati thing, I just feel like, girl, you acted like that you were so pressed over him doing going with your somebody that was a competitor.
Yeah.
Where did the sexual stuff start getting involved? Mm-hmm. Hey, girl, if y'all gonna fall out with queens, don't be the queen friend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just don't be the queen friend in the beginning, girl.
Especially even if you gonna bring that stuff up.
But we see it all the time, even on these reality shows. It's like they bring in a gay best friend, and as soon as there's a fallout, it's like you woman. It's like they use the word woman as a pejorative. It's like,
well, girl, that makes you butch queens mad. They don't call me a woman. They say, you man. You do. I'm like, thanks for telling the public, honey. Because now I don't have a problem getting my dick sucked.
Oh.
Period.
Oh. Yes.
Ooh, and it makes them sick when they see you shine.
Yeah.
It makes them sick. I know I got some people so sick right now to their stomach.
Mm-hmm. And they secretly watch.
Oh, and not secretly, they openly watch.
Yeah.
Because I know y'all watching me. I know for a fact y'all watching me.
You know, they can tell you every move.
I promise you.
Better than you.
Because I'm shy.
They know your friends. They know your enemies. They definitely know your enemies because they sitting around trying to figure out who they going to want the twin power activate with.
They
want the twin powers activate because that Michelin tie neck hole with that Gary Coleman face and that nappy ponytail. Oh, hold on. Let me show what this thing look like.
You should have seen it that day.
Girl, all they be trying to do is put your name and their name in Google.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They want to be so attached to you, girl.
Oh, and I'm realizing that so much, Maddie, now. Especially that I've become so big online. People literally do anything for clout. But you got to pay me now for argument.
Listen.
Because I'm so business-minded. I'm not arguing with no trash. Mm-hmm. You got to have a business.
Mm-hmm.
You have to literally have a business for me to argue with you. And you have to have a certain amount of money in your account. Because I'm not fighting somebody that has nothing to lose. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Right, Oliver? I'm not doing it because they do anything for clout, Maddie, and I'm not stooping out to nobody level, so I know y'all hear me loud and clear.
You've got
to have some business about yourself, or we're not arguing, baby. I promise you.
Listen, and this is why I don't respond to certain people. Now, there's some responses that are warranted.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know that's gonna get that Google traveling, that's gonna get that stuff. You know your ass to roll. You know there's something, and then there's other things. I'm like, girl, they not gonna keep putting my picture side by side with you, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make me look like you, girl. Bitch, you ugly. I don't want to look like you.
And that's why you doing your thing, Soul Out tour.
Yes, all the time.
Is she on tour? No,
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it won't be Soul Out like that.
Here's the story of a man named Brady. Girl, all I see is the bookshelf. Then listen, and here's the guy. but here's the thing. I never wanted anything for her not to achieve and aspire and all this stuff because it wasn't for me to move her out of the way and move me to, and that never was the thing. It never was that. So the only reason why you're underachieving or if you're not achieving is you.
Mm-hmm. You your own worst enemy.
Because
you're evil and you're envious, you jealous, and you have hatred in your heart. And people don't understand why they still have been struggling since 2001 and why they still can't win now.
Because they be so jealous.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure you've gotten your tickets for the upcoming Dallas show and
Baltimore. Once again, that's the upcoming Dallas show, June 17th, Dallas, Texas, and Baltimore, Maryland, June 30th and July 1st. Get your tickets. Please get your tickets and get them now. Thank you for tuning into the show. And make sure if you haven't watched the show,
you go back and watch it again. And take this down there to the Chicken Shack, bitch.